An invasion could happen soon. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who says a Russian invasion could happen any day or not at all if Russia agrees to a diplomatic solution. A bipartisan group of senators is negotiating legislation that would impose sanctions on Russia as a deterrent. Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin on Fox News Sunday.
That bill is just about complete. We have a few issues we're trying to resolve, but from a substance point of view, it will contain the strongest possible sanctions, including financial sanctions and personal sanctions.
Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul on ABC's This Week expressed concern about the long-range implications of an invasion.
If Putin could go into Ukraine with no resistance, certainly Xi will take Taiwan. He's always wanted this in the South China Sea, you know, as well. Very tactical. The Ayatollah near a bomb is looking at this. And then Kim Jong-un had two rockets fired off this month that were hypersonics.
U.S. officials believe Russia has amassed 70% of the troops needed for an invasion. Many lawmakers are asking for further investigations into the origin of COVID-19. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says it'll happen if Republicans win back the House.
We will create that committee on China, and it would be a bipartisan committee, so you have one American voice on how we can compete, where China comes in and captures the critical minerals, when they come in and capture our medical supply and others. We will no longer out. We will investigate the origins of COVID.
McCarthy on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Costa Ricans voted for a new president today in elections that have yet to see a clear favorite emerge among the 25 candidates. If no candidate captures at least 40% of the vote, a runoff vote will be held April 3rd between the top two candidates. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Hundreds of people protested this weekend to the shooting death of a black man by police in Minneapolis. Fox's Sue Guzman reports.
The protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis, demanding justice for the police killing of 22-year-old Amir Locke. Police body cam video released Thursday showing the 22-year-old Locke shot as cops executed a no-knock warrant while he was apparently asleep holding a firearm. The Minneapolis Police Department says it's launching an internal investigation. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has announced a ban on most no-knock warrants now. The shooting comes almost 2 years after George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police during an arrest. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A federal hate crime trial begins this week in Georgia.
A second trial this week for the three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Jury selection is expected to begin on Monday, but failed plea bargains could complicate the process. Just days ago, father and son Greg and Travis McMichael rejected a plea deal. Arbery's family also opposed it. McMichael's will stand trial along with a neighbor, William Roddy Bryan. In Washington, Jessica Stone, Fox News.
A guilty plea in a massive California health care fraud. Fox's Jane Fergus has more.
Linda Morrow billed insurance companies between $25 and $65 million from 2007 to 2011 for surgeries she claimed were necessary but were really just cosmetic. Patients were promised free liposuction, nose jobs, breast implants, and other improvements if they helped fudge and sign paperwork containing false statements. So a tummy tuck became a hernia repair, and now Morrow is facing 20 years in prison. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
Hundreds of people marched through Athens protesting what they say are Greece's pushbacks of migrants and refugees at the border with Turkey. Greece denies the allegation. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.